Tomorrow, can you believe the Olympic opening ceremonies are here? And something that we're most excited about, especially our next guest, is that skateboarding is finally an Olympic sport. Kyle Little from the Portage Family Skate Park. Can you believe it?
Woohoo! I'm super excited.
Oh, that's awesome. I even got the goosebumps watching the promo video commercial for skateboarding coming to the Olympics with Tony Hawk there leading the way. And when he said something like, they used to call us misfits, now they are going to call us Olympians. Oh, man, instant goosebumps.
You got it. They used to call us misfits, and now they're going to call us Olympians.
If you haven't seen that video yet, just text SKATE to 608-321-1063 and I'll send it to you. Kyle, when you first saw that, what did you feel?
I was jumping for joy. There was one point where I cried up a little bit because this just puts us up there with elite athletes. And the recognition is finally given where it deserves.
Kyle Little joining us with the Portage Family Skate Park. And this has been a project you've been working on for many, many years. It's finally in phase three. Tell us about it.
Been working on this entire project for almost 20 years now. And we are in the final stages, phase three of the Portage Family Skate Park. And all donations double right now. So we're super excited, and it's a great time to be doing this, especially with skateboarding going into the Olympics.
Yeah. What are you more excited about, skateboarding in the Olympics or that you're finally in phase three after 20 years of this skate project?
You know, this has given me even a bigger boost.
Yeah.
Because we sit back and we wait for skateboarding to really showcase itself in the Olympics, and people are seeing, you know, these skate parks pop up all across the nation, and they're going, yeah. Well, okay, now it really, really makes sense.
Yes.
We've needed facilities like this for such a long time.
Now, the Portage Family Skate Park, is it open where people can already skate on it or not yet?
It is. So, to date, right now, we have about 8,700 square feet of skatable space, which is phase one and phase two, a beginner stage, an intermediate stage, and right now we are working on the advanced stage, which is $18,000 away from a $50,000 grant match.
Oh.
So right now is just a wonderful time to be in, you know, the nonprofit sector raising money for skate parks.
And if you've heard about this and you want to know more and you want to donate, just text SKATE to 608-321-1063 and I'll send you that direct link, because like Kyle was saying, your donations double right now. Thank you to certain donors, correct?
Yes, correct. The June and Edward Lenz Charitable Trust, we can't thank you enough. It's been a blessing in disguise for us year after year to be able to provide this type of facility for these up-and-comer skaters that are looking to the Olympics as their dreams and their hopes.
And what a good workout, too, right?
Oh, yeah. This definitely will burn off the energy. Most of them that have pent-up energy from, you know, sitting in school all day or is just looking for a great workout, skateboarding will do it.
And the best part is it's typically free. You just go to a skate park like the Portage Family Skate Park and you get to skate for free, which is another win-win.
Yes, it is. A lot of people nowadays are feeling the burden of costs rising, even, you know, through your local municipalities and your parks and rec. Costs are going up, and this facility provides free recreation.
Oh, man. Well, I'm just so excited to check in with you and excited for the Olympics. Hey, Kyle, one more favor to ask you. Can I check in with you during the Olympics? Can I make you my, like, unofficial gold medal reporter?
Of course. Anything for today's Q106. And yourself. We can get this done.
Yes.
I'll keep you up to date.
Perfect. See more from Portage Family Skate Park. Again, just text SKATE to 608-321-1063, and I'll send you the direct link. Thanks so much, Kyle. And go Team USA!
Thanks, Steph. Have a great day, guys.